So today we do a little bit of a side topic. It's something that I worked on over the previous year. I think it's a very nice, enjoyable topic to discuss, which is an interesting comment in the Gemara in the 7th Perek of Maseches Brachos. 7th Perek of Maseches Brachos deals with benching, and therefore it mentions this idea in passing. Tani Chada, we have one Braisa, Ha'one Amein Achar Birchasov Hare Zeh Meshubach. A person who answers Amein after his own brachos, so it is praiseworthy. V'tanya Idach Hare Zeh Meguna. You need another, you can run one through. Sorry about that. Check on the top, maybe there's an extra one. It could be the wrong McCoy. Alright, great. So, one Mandomer says it's praiseworthy, and the other Brisa says it is Maguna. It's very, not so nice. So Gemara answers, Lo Kasha, Ha Bivoni Yerushalayim, Ha Bishar Brachos. One statement is talking about Boni Yerushalayim, and one is talking about other Brachos. Right, so what are we talking about, other Brachos? So we said that Boni Yerushalayim is in benching. There are a number of brachos in benching, right? What do we call benching in the Gemara? How do they like to refer to Birkas Hamazon? Shalosh brachos, right? So there are officially three brachos in benching. Why do they call it shalosh brachos? Because you have Birkas Hazan, then you have Birkas Aretz, and then you have Boni Yerushalayim, right? So then the fourth bracha, which this is what part of what the Gemara is discussing in passing over there, is the fourth bracha is the bracha called Atov HaMeitiv, and that was B'Yavne Tiknua. That's a machlokes later on in the Masechta where it comes from, but the generally accepted viewpoint is that it was Nitkan in Yavne. Who knows when it was Nitkan? But what was going on in Yavne? These are summer topics because we discussed in Yana Yavne. Before the Churban, right, so Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai made the request, Tainli Yavne v'chachameh, the Sanhedrin was in Yavne as an alumnus of Karen B'Yavne, so I'd like to point out that the Mishnah in Ksubis and elsewhere discusses, this is one of the dinim that was Nidrash in Karen B'Yavne, right, so in Karen B'Yavne, why? So Rashi always explains, Shahu Yoshim Shuros Shuros Kakarim, they would sit in rows like a vineyard, and therefore that's where the Sanhedrin was, and this one, many of the Dinam Derabbanan that we're familiar with were written at that time, or at least some of the conclusions that the Mishnayos reached were discussed at that time, and so they say that Beyavne Tiknua, they were misaki in the Bracha of Atova Meitiv. This was actually after the Churban Beis HaMikdash, at the fall of Beitar, when Beitar fell. So there was a terrible decree. It was, I think, common practice for the Romans that they would not allow the people to be buried. That's where the crucifixion comes in, that they used to crucify people. It wasn't just Yeshu that they crucified. They crucified everybody back in the day. That was a way to show you don't mess with Rome. That when they would defeat people, they would take all the chashuva people that they had officially captured, and they would crucify them, and they would die, and people who were passing by would see these dying people up on crosses on the road, and they would, you know, it would be a very good sign not to mess with them in the future. So in Beitar, they wiped out the whole city, and they refused to allow anybody to be buried, and it was going to obviously, doesn't take very long in Eretz Yisrael for the bodies to rot, and there to be a terrible stench, and Hashem made a nace that there was no rotting of the and decaying of the bodies, there was no bad smell, and eventually the Romans lifted their decree and allowed the people of Beitar to be buried. So at that time, the Chachamim of Yavne wrote a special addendum to benching called Hatov HaMeitiv, and the Gemara says, Hatov Shelo Hisrichu, the Bracha of Hatov is good because their bodies didn't rot, VaHaMeitiv Shenitnu LeKvura. Right, and we say this blessing on three different occasions. One occasion is the long version. We say it in benching at the end. The shorter versions are Baruch Adah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam, Hatov HaMeitiv. Right? When do we say that? When you're drinking wine and then you take out a better bottle of wine. When you upgrade the wine, so you make a Hatov HaMeitiv then. And there's another opportunity to say Hatov HaMeitiv is when you give a gift. or when you buy something on behalf of both yourself and others, so then you also say Ahatov Vahmetiv. You don't say a Shehachyan. When you buy something for yourself, so something new and nice and exciting, so you say a Shehachyan. But if you buy something not just for yourself, but for others, and or yourself, so you would say Hatov Vahmetiv instead. That's your Tov, it's good for you, Vahmetiv, and it's good for others as well. So therefore you'd make that bracha in addition. Okay, so this is what we're talking about over here, that there was the Boni Yerushalayim was the end of the benching, Hatov Vahmetiv was Nitkan in Yavne, and then you would answer Amen after your own bracha. So they had a machloka, should you answer the bracha out loud, or should you answer it quietly? Abaye Anile Bekola, Kiyechid Lishmu Paul and Velikumo. Right, Abaye wanted the workers to go back to work. In those days, workers worked very hard, and they didn't take breaks. They really spent all their time working, and to the extent that they had shorter versions of davening and shorter versions of benching, and it was really a very different kind of work ethic than we have today. Today, if you take a coffee break, you're not stealing from the boss. It's understood that when they hire you. You take a normal amount of breaks. In those days, they didn't expect people to take any breaks. You weren't allowed to. You have to daven? Yeah, you'll daven quickly. You have to bench? You'll bench a shorter version of the benching. You know, it's really a different existence in terms of the workforce. Nevertheless, Abaye wanted the workers to know that it's time to get back to work. Workers don't say Atova Meitiv. We're supposed to keep Dinim Derabanan like we keep Dinim Deraisa? Yeah, but the Rabbana never established that the workers are supposed to say Atova Meitiv. They're supposed to skip it. And therefore Abaye answered it out loud so everybody would know it was time to go back to work. But on the other hand, and why? Because Atova Meitiv is Lav Deraisa. And Rav Ashi, Rav Ashi would say, Bonim Shalayim, Amen, quietly. So people would not disgrace the bracha of Atova Meitiv. Now, once it's a klal gadol in life. Once you skip something once, you know, and it becomes right the Gemara in Kedushin. If you do something and you repeat it, and then it's nasa lo keheter, right? The Gemara says if you sin and then you repeat the sin a number of times, so it's nasa lo keheter, right? So too, if you have a heter to skip something, So it's like Tachanun or other things like that. Once there, sometimes that you skip it, so then you start to skip it all the time. Then everything else is more important than it, right? So if you skip Hatova Meitiv and you get used to it, so then people are just going to start skipping it all the time. Well, it couldn't be that important if I skipped it for work. You know, now I want to go hear a shir, so I should skip it also. I'm going to miss I'm going to miss the fourth quarter, so I should skip it also. So people are going to know that they're not going to take it seriously, and therefore, so Rav Ashi wanted to sort of keep it quiet. He didn't want to make a big deal out of skipping Atova Meitiv. Okay, back to the original statement. You're supposed to answer Amen after your own bracha when it comes to Bonei Yerushalayim, but not other brachos. So Rashi says, what's the pshat? At the end of Bonei Yerushalayim, Shehaya Sof HaBrachos. That was the end of the brachos. What does he mean, the end of the brachos, guys? Well, end of what brachos? End of benching Doraisa, right. It's the end of benching Doraisa. So Harei Zeh Meshubach. This is praiseworthy. V'chein B'Sof Brachos Dekriyas Shema. At the end of Birkos Krishma, Shachris Va'arvis. Va'achar kol birchosov dekatani bebraisa hareza meshubach. Right? Achar gmar kol birchosov ka'omar. That Rashi is saying, when does it mean that it's praiseworthy to say Amen after your own bracha? It means when you complete all of your brachos. Va'achar kol birchosov dekatani hareza meguna besof kol bracha ubracha ka'omar. That's talking about at the end of every single bracha. So Rashi seems to be saying, when you complete a series of brachos, then you answer Amen after your own bracha. But when you complete a single bracha, then you don't answer Amen after your own bracha. That's considered meguna, right? And similarly, we see in Tosfos, Pirish Rabbeinu Chananel v'halachos gedolos, d'yesh mefarshim b'chol bracha u'bracha, kigon achar yishtabach v'chayotzei bo. Right? It says, like, when you finish Yishtabach. So it's similar to Rashi, that you finished a series of brachos, right? Like, the Gemara, really, the Gemara doesn't say this, but the Rishonim talk about how come Baruch Sha'amar starts with a bracha and ends, and then Yishtabach doesn't start with a new bracha. So they explain that it's sort of samuch to, right, Baruch Sh'amar. This you learn already when you're in elementary school, that you're not supposed to talk during Psukei Dezimra, because Baruch Sh'amar to Yishtabach is ki'ilu a bracha hasmucha l'chaverta, and it's therefore something that you can't be masik in the middle. Right, so that's what he's saying over here also. When you finish Yishtabach, so that's the end of the series. It started Baruch Sh'amar, ends off Yishtabach, and you're supposed to answer Amen after your own bracha after that series. Yeah. So that's right. So Baruch Atah, first he's not even making a bracha. He's saying a pasuk. Baruch Atah Hashem, Lamdeni Chukecha, Amen, 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 Va'ed, Sela. Right? So it's a lot of Amens. So. Say Amen on the. Yeah.
That word ends with
that. Right.
Say Amen. So good. It's not a bracha at the end. The whole tefillah is a bracha.
Yeah, make it say, I mean, so that's what we're going to get to also in terms of, we maybe there might be nafkamina for people. When people speak, they answer, it's very normal when you have a speaker and he gets up there, he gives a whole drusha, or he gives a whole shir, and then he ends off saying that we should be zochet to the gula shlema, amen. I hear people say amen v'amen. You know, you get everything. A lot of amens that everybody says after their own, they give a bracha, and then they say amen to their own bracha. Is that any different? Is that so we have it's questionable. Is it really an inyan not to answer amen to your own bracha? So it really is going to become relevant to why you don't say amen to your own bracha. So let's start slowly, and we'll come to hopefully answer some of those random issues. Okay, so we have this machlokes. We said so far the shita of Rashi, and it seems to be somewhat mirrored by Rabbeinu Hananel and the Bahag, that when there's a series of brachos, you're supposed to answer amen after your own bracha. And then Tosfos continues, Umiu puk chazi mai amadabar. Says, go look and see what everybody's doing. Shelo noag ulanos amen el achar. Boni Yerushalayim v'rikas amazon. So I think it's very important that we note that Tosfos is not quoting a shita who holds this way. Tosfos doesn't say anybody holds this way. He just says, the minig is that we don't do it. The minig is to specifically answer amen only after Bonim Yerushalayim, exactly what the Gemara says. We don't go against the Gemara. We certainly answer amen after Bonim Yerushalayim, but we only keep the exact words of the Gemara, no more, no less. Okay, that is the shita of Tosfos, b'shem the minig Yisrael, at least the minig Ashkenaz, right, that we only answer amen after Bani Yerushalayim. Now, in order to understand what this machlokes is tali in, so we have to see some of the Rishonim who explain this a little bit better. Specifically, you can find this in both the Rush and the Rabbeinu Yonah. They do a much more expansive job of explaining the entire machlokes over here. So, we're going to skip a little bit just in the interest of time. Hopefully, you got a chance to check it out. If you didn't get a chance to see it before, try to see them inside. In terms of what they say, what's the reason why? I'll just go through the Rush from where it quotes Rabbeinu Hananel in the Halachas Gedolos. The Lo Dafka Nakad Bonu Yerushalayim. The Kol Siyam Abracha Gain Bonu Yerushalayim. The Leika LeMeimar Dafka Bonu Yerushalayim. Yishem Akera De Polim. The Rav Ashi The Ani Lei Belachisha Ma'ika LeMeimar. So he says you cannot say that only Bonu Yerushalayim gets an Amen at the end. And why would only? There's no svara to say only Bonu Yerushalayim. Yeah, there is. So the Poalim will know to go back to work. Yeah, but then how are you going to explain Rav Ashi? Rav Ashi, Dafka, didn't say it out loud. So he says, you can't be that the only reason is that the Poalim should see that it's not Dorais and they're not Chayiv in it anymore, because then Rav Ashi would have not answered Amen at all. Because if he didn't want the Poalim to hear it, he didn't want people to start being Mezalzel in Atova Meitiv, so then he wouldn't have answered Amen at all. Yet he answers Amen, despite the fact that he's not doing a good job making a hacker lapalim. Elavadai kol siyam brachos ken yishtabach davi siyam brachos l'sof psukei dezimra v'chein yahalelucha dehalel. He throws in another one, right? Baruch Adah Hashem, melech melo batish b'chos, amen. Right? When you end off Hallel, you should say Amen to your own bracha. V'sof brichas to Shmona Esrei. And when you finish Shmona Esrei, you should say Amen. Ah, good question, right? It's talking about Oseh Shalom, Rami, Yasser Shalom, Lena, Makhoi, Yisrael, Vimru, Amen. There you go, we have it. But even without that, you can say, Baruch Hashem, HaMavarech, HaSamo, Yisrael, Bashalom, Amen. Right? V'chein, Amen, Achar, Goal, Yisrael. Right? The hated Amen. And we try to eradicate from Judaism. Baruch Ato Hashem, Goal, Yisrael. Or, right, as the case may be, that's, by the way, that's wrong. You should not do that. That's a very recent invention. Saying Goal Yisrael quietly is not correct. You could check out my the shiurim I gave last summer on childhood misconceptions. That's on the list. There's not, if you look in the Ramah holds, you answer Amen out loud. And the Mishnah Berurah says, for those who want to be machmir, he gives other eitzes. He doesn't say it quietly. And Rosh Lomo Zalman is medayik from there. Mechlal, you know, hein atah shomei alav, that from the other eitzes that the Mishnah Berurah gives, you see that this is not an eitzah. Saying it, not saying Goal Yisrael out loud is not a good eitzah. It's not a very difficult eitzah to think of, and the Mishnah Berurah B'dafka doesn't say it. And he quotes one from the Lushi Sarad and one from Magen Avram, whatever it is. So the Prima Gadam, I think, has something. But in the end of the day, it's not, the eitzah is not to say it quietly. I felt when I was doing a little bit of research, I was looking for someone to be matzdik the minog because of saying it quietly, because you go to Vasikin at the Kotel and you hear Baruch Ato Hashem, birds, that's it, you hear the birds, right? So I was like, how could it be the minion of earth, you know, the minion Vasikin at the Kotel, they don't say Goal Yisrael out loud. So it must be a real, without, you know, no pun intended, it must be a real minhag vatikin to do it. So I saw an article from one of the Gedolei B'nai Brak, Rav Saraya Deblitsky. He wrote an article about this topic. He's a big vasikin davener for many, many, many years. Not a young man anymore, but he's been doing it. He says, Edus Nemona, that I've been davening vasikin forever. And this is a new thing. He says, this is not, he's really anti for other reasons. He has other reasons why he thinks it's wrong. But he says, it's not. He says, don't be fooled by these young whippersnappers who started doing this. He says, this is not the minhag, you know, that you're supposed to be following. Okay, well, nice. So not only that, but we have here in the Rush the suggestion that maybe even when someone says, Baruch Ata Hashem Goal Yisrael, he's supposed to answer Amen after his own bracha. He's supposed to say, Baruch Ata Hashem Goal Yisrael, Amen. Right? It's the end of a sequence of brachos. Fine. The aim is a hefsek, kevan de tzarech hula omro, kein pirish rashi. Right? So he says that it's not a hefsek because it's a chiyuv. You have to say amen. How can you call it a hefsek? Right? So that's that's the sheet of rashi as well. All right? And he said more than rashi said, but it could very well be that this is what rashi holds as well. Ubahag mefarish tam. So now we go further. The Bahag gives a reason. Divadai ala peres vala mitzvos im ani amein achar nafshe avi derech borus. Right, it says this is the way of stupidity. If a person answers amein after he makes a bracha on a fruit, he says bracha da Hashem l'kinem achalam borei perio, eats amein to himself, and then he eats it. That's foolishness. Why? Shekein derech burim the mishtoi basar bracha v'hadr tameh, because that's the way fools act. They speak out after making a bracha and then they eat. Avo b'sof bracha hareze mishubach. But to make, say amen after you make a bracha, that's praiseworthy. Dahad nakat hacha boni Yerushalayim l'rabusa nakte. Afal gav di'ika hatova meitiv basrei yesh olanos amen. You hear this? Boni Yerushalayim is not the rule. It's even bichlal the rule. Boni Yerushalayim is saying, you might think, oh no, there's something coming up right after, so don't say amen to your own bracha. No, it's the end of a sequence and it's a new chapter, and therefore you do say amen even after Boni Yerushalayim, not dafka after Boni Yerushalayim. He says, okay, and also, Lamaisa, we're in the seventh parak of Bracha, so that's why we say Bani Yerushalayim, because that's the one that's relevant there. Yeah.
So when is it Meshubach and when is it Derech Horis?
So he says, when is it Meshubach? It's Meshubach when there's nothing else coming up. Right? When there's not going to be a Hefsek in between. And when there's, and when it's Borus, it's a way of foolishness. So, but it's Borus, by the way, just for your Hebrew grammar. Right? It's the way of, it's stupidity. It doesn't mean Borot. It's the way of wells. Or the way, because a boor is a singular, it would be boorim probably, that it would be the way of these fools. It's not the way of fools, it's the way of foolishness. Right? Anyway, it doesn't really matter. So it's not borot, it's borut. It's the noun. So, anyway, the...
Why does Rashi say you need to...
Why does... No, he's saying that that's the halacha. You're supposed to do it. And therefore, it's not a hefsek.
Well, so, when you make the bracha rishona, between that and then when you break the, when you make the bracha throne, that's connected? Like, why?
When the goal is to completely connect the bracha to the eating or to the action, you can't answer amen afterwards because there's not supposed to be anything else going on in between. You can't say amen after your own bracha.
But maybe you need to. Like, why? Why is it that you don't need to?
Right. So you have to be mechalek and say that when it's the siyum of an inyan, like you're finishing Birkos Kriyashma, there's also smichas geula letvila, you also want to say, go Yisrael, go right into my right. Yeah. But it's not the same as saying, bore priya gofen and then drinking the wine. It's not the same as saying, al natilas lulav and then picking up and shaking the lulav. It's different. In that sense, that smichas geula tefillah, they should be right next to each other. But if the siyum of the geula necessitates an amen, then that's not considered a hefsek. So that's more along the lines of if you answer amen, it's ki'ilu you were motzi the bracha mipicha. That's ki'ilu. That actually makes the bracha more relevant to you. You're doing something to.
Let's say you said amen and you just said a bracha.
No, I understand what you're saying. So, but the answer is that he said the bracha,
right.
You said amen to the bracha as a chelik of your shema, meaning you're being yotze with his bracha. That's what you're saying?
No, I'm saying, but because now it's ki'ilu you said the bracha, and now you just said amen. You had a hefsek between that and that.
No, ki'ilu you said the bracha is only because you said amen.
Oh, right.
See, again, it's not fully like you said the bracha, right. It's ki'ilu. It's one of those kih, right? Kavush kimavushol, right? A lot of kiss where it's not completely the same, but it's similar.
So what if you
Tom Kiker is more similar, but Kavish Kimavushal is less, right?
So what if you made a bracha rishona, but you work a let's you drink the right. Let's say you're drinking something, you didn't drink the shear to make a bracha corona, and now you're. I'm saying, would that be different?
No, I don't see the difference. Bracha rishona is its own thing. So therefore, it's not. I wouldn't get involved with that. Okay, but here he gives you the reason. He says that when you, why are you a boor for doing so? Because it's a hefsek, and that's the derech of a boor to make a hefsek after a bracha rishona. But anytime it's not going to be a hefsek, so then you would answer amen after your own bracha, no problem. And that's why he goes forward and he quotes a couple of other shitas. And he says, you make a borin afashos, you make an ala michya, ala eitz, etc. You would answer amen after all of those. Rabbeinu Yonah, he adds an important nekuda. Look at the underlined parts of Rabbeinu Yonah. Vahatam mipnei kishe omer amen besof kol abrachos, more shekvar gomar kol abrachos. So when he answers amen, he's showing that the inyan is finished. Ve'en lo lomar yoser. Aval kishaone amen v'sof kol bracha u'bracha harei zebur shemare b'chol pam v'pam shemesayim v'chozer v'omer achar kach bracha acheres. He looks like he's constantly stopping. He's stopping, restarting, stopping, restarting. You ever been in a car like that? Sometimes the transmission shot on a car and you're in the car and the guy presses down on the gas pedal and everyone's like, oh, like, it's very... nauseatingly bumpy ride. It's not so much fun, right? So that's what the boor is doing. He's answering amen after himself at every bracha. Why? Because he's like, oh, that's the end of that. Then he goes to the next one. That's the end of that. Right? You daven Shmoneh Esrei. So you say, Baruch Hashem Magen Avraham, Amen, Atah Gibor. What do you mean Amen? Atah Gibor is linked to Magen Avraham. That's why it doesn't have to start off with its own new bracha. And then you say, Atah Kadosh is linked to Mechayim Esim, etc., etc. You can't answer Amen after every single bracha. What are you doing? You're showing it's a full stop at the end of every single bracha, but that's wrong. It's not a full stop. So therefore, he says, that's why it's Derech Boris. So two reasons to not say Amen after every single bracha, which number one, because it's going to be a hefsek. Number two, it's just a misrepresentation of what you're trying to accomplish. The whole goal is to join certain brachos together, and you're answering Amen, you're knocking them apart. You're splitting them apart with such an amira. Okay. So this is the shita that it seems it's proper to answer Amen after most brachos when you say yourself. Now, in order to understand these Rishonim, I just want to do a quick glance at the sources in the Gemara and Chazal as to what the purpose of answering Amen is in the first place. So for our purposes, it's good because it actually is a Gemara in Shavuos Ha'edus. I don't think it's a Gemara we'll get to, just continuing in our Seder Alimud, but so we'll see the Gemara now. Daf Lamed Vav Amid Aleph. So the Gemara says in Maseches Shavuos, Daf Lamed Vav Amid Aleph, Amar Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Chanina, Amen, Amar Bo Shavua. Sorry, Amen Bo Shavua. Amen, bo kabolas dvarim, bo ha'amanas dvarim. The word amen has multiple meanings, right? Number one, it could be a shavua. Bo shavua dechsev v'amra ha'isha amen amen. Right, who's that isha? Which isha are we talking about? The sota, right? We give the whole speech to the sota and we say, if you sin, then this is going to happen. If you're innocent, this is going to happen. And she says, amen, amen. She doesn't take her own shvua. She just answers Amen to the Beis Din. It's definitely one of the main sources. What would the other main source be? Yeah, Parshas Kisavo. Parshas Kisavo is Arur, whatever, Bamar Kolam Amen, Arur, right, etc. Everybody's saying Amen constantly in that parsh. Those are your two parts in the. I think those are the two times in the Torah where they say Amen. What? Yeah, they're not specific brachos, but so what you see by the amen, it's like a shvua or a kabbalah svarim or a manas dvarim, right? So he says, Rashi explains, what's the case of shvua ha'on amen, achar shvua, kemotzi shvua mipiv. We have this constantly in the Gemara's in Shvuas Eidus, where we say that the guy says, do you know any Eidus? No, I don't. Mashpiachani v'amar, amen. He says, I'm going to make you swear, and he answers Amen, right? So again, that's the same thing. So you're making the sota swear, but really all she's saying is Amen. That's number one. Kabbalah Stvarim, Dechsev, Arur, Asher Lo, Yakim, Es Divrei HaTorah, Azos, Lasos, Osam, V'amar Kol Ha'am, Amen, right? That's for you, right? That's the darshan out of there. You have to do Hagba, right? So Asher Lo, Yakim, Es Divrei HaTorah, Azos. So it's questionable. It can't be daraisa to do hagba, but definitely it's a smach on the pasuk that when you're making as divrei Torah zos, that's hagba asat Torah, right? So they say also when you don't lift the Torah at certain times, say when you take out the Torah, you're supposed to lift the Torah three times: Shema Yisrael, Echad Elokeinu, and Gadlu, right? Or just during the weekdays, you're supposed to lift the Torah when you say Gadlu, right? What do people do instead? They bow, right? It's kash on a maisa, no? So, I don't know. It's one of those mystery customs. Where did it come from? I don't know. My best uneducated guess is that a lot of shuls don't have high ceilings. So you have to lift the Torah. So what are you going to do? You lower yourself and you pick up the Torah. So it goes up a little bit. So maybe that's where the bowing came from.
I've seen people do that. They hold it up a little bit.
Right. But there's no Indian of bowing. Right. If you have room, go for it. You know, pick it up. You don't have to like paraded around the room, but you have to lift the Torah. No, so there's a. I don't think it's in the regular Mishnah Berurah, but I think in the new Mishnah Berurah with the footnotes and the Dershu notes and everything they say, they quote from some Achronim who say, if you don't lift the Torah during those times, you're also Bechlal Arura Sholo Yokim Es Divrei Torah Zos. So, okay, yeah. So pick up the Torah, you won't be cursed. It's good. Nobody wants to be cursed. So that's the second case. That's Kabbalah's Dvarim. Everybody answers. V'amar kol am amen. Rashi explains. Omer l'chaveiro. Al menashe t'kayim li t'nai. Kach v'kach. V'amar amen. Kibel dvara v'chayev l'kayim t'no. So you're accepting something upon yourself. And number three. Bo ha'amanas dvarim. So when you're saying that you believe something or you're strengthening something. Dichsiv. Ayomer yirmiyo anavi. Amen. Ken yasa Hashem. Yikum Hashem es dvarecha. Right? What was the amen over there going on? So there was a false prophet. There was a false prophet who was saying, don't worry everybody, Hashem is going to win. He's going to defeat Nebuchadnezzar and nothing bad is going to happen and it's going to be fantastic and it's going to be a glorious victory for Klal Yisrael. And Yirmiyo answers him back, amen, halavai, that should be true, but I'm here to tell you that is not at all true. And we're going to lose and we're going to lose badly. Right? So that is that's the amen ha'amanas dvarim. Rashi says v'ro'i lanos amen al dvar tfila utchina shehu lashon me'amen advarim shehei ratzon shehei emes kein. When there's a tfila or a request that a person is saying that I also desire that this should happen or I say that this should also come true, right? So this is the sources that we have in Tanakh for saying amen. Three possibilities. It could be a lashon of shavua, I'm swearing this on myself. It could be a lashon of I accept this upon myself. Or it could be a lashon of amanas dvarim, like a chizik. I also want this to be the case. Right? So similarly, we have in the Mishnah, right, in Maseches Brachos, this is going on somebody saying Havdalah, but who adinami all brachos va'onin amen achar Yisrael amavarech v'inon amavarech kusim amavarech ad shishma kol bracha kula. So when you answer amen, when you hear a Jew make a bracha, if the guy's a kusi, so he might be making a bracha to some of Avodah Zarah, whatever, like our grizim, etc. So therefore, you have to hear that he says the bracha to Hashem. But mistama, when you say a regular frum Jew, if you come into a room and a guy you know is a regular Jew, he's saying shahakol mi'ebed varo, you can just say amen. You don't have to think maybe he made the bracha to some of Avodah Zarah instead, right? So therefore, the chachamim were mechayev us to answer amen after a bracha, right? And then similarly, we have the Medrash in Parshas Hazinu on the Pasuk. The Pasuk in Parshas Hazinu is Kishim Hashem Ekra Avogod Elokeinu. So we say this, we learn many halachas from that. The Gemara says, Birchas HaTorah Midaraisa from that bracha. Right? We say other sources that a person, you know, could be the source of Zimun, could be the source that you're not supposed to answer more loudly than the Mavarech. Right? So he's saying, so how do we know you're supposed to answer Amen? Havu Godol Elokeinu. When one person calls out the name of Hashem, we jump in there and we praise Hashem also. So we should answer amen to this person's bracha. Okay, so these are our sources in Chazal for answering amen when we hear brachas in general. So the question is, how do we apply them to our scenario? What's the main reason or reasons that we answer amen to a bracha? So one simple hakira based on what we've seen, you could just suggest, is that on one hand, you could say that when a person makes a bracha, so again, what's it going to fall into? A shavua? It's not going to be a shavua. Kabbalah's dvarim? It's not really Kabbalah's dvarim either. It's a hamanas dvarim, right? It's the third category. When we answer amen to a bracha, it's bichlal hamanas dvarim. That we want to say that whatever he said, that's true for us as well. Right? You have sometimes, you know, when you have the fancy southern preachers, they get up there and they have a whole chevra answering amen to every bracha they say. They're like, guy says, you got to sing to the Lord. Sing home, brother, right? So that's you have the guy saying amen to everything he says, amanas dvarim, that he's being matzdik and ma'amin everything that the previous person said. So the question is, what's the gedder of the amanas dvarim when Chazal were mechayev us to answer amen to a bracha? So possibility number one is that it's really some type of a hosafa or a hidur to the bracha and to the mavarech. Meaning, this guy made a bracha, so a bracha alone is excellent. And then when I hear the bracha and I answer amen, I've made it even better. The fact that I answered amen to his bracha means that not only he believes it, I believe it, and it just made the whole inyan stronger. It's a chizik to the whole thing. That's one possibility. Or, number two, it's not totally in the bracha. It's not a din in the bracha that the bracha is now better because somebody answered amen to it. It's a din in me. It's a din in me that I was mitztarif myself, or I gave a hischazkus on my behalf to the bracha that this individual made. Meaning, you say that you want to thank Hashem because he's the Osam Aseh Bereishis. And I answer, amen. I also want to say that Hashem is the Osam Aseh Bereishis. I want to be mitztarif myself. I want to strengthen what you said by me joining you. Right, so that's the idea. Not that it's stam a hider in the bracha. Rather, that it's amanas dvarim that I am joining in with you. So, based on this idea, I think we could explain the different Rishonim. Meaning, we had one sheet in the Rishonim that said, yes, you should really be answering amen how often? The way that the Rush explained, and Rabbeinu Yonah later on explained this as well, the way the Rush explains the Shita of the Bahag and Rabbeinu Hananel and Rashi, when is it appropriate to answer amen? Really, like when would we like to answer amen? That's when we do it. But when would we like to do it? Right, meaning so when would we like to do it?
Always.
All the time. We always want to do it. I would like to answer amen to every bracha myself. Right? Elamai, I can't. Why not? Because sometimes it'll constitute a hefsek. So that, but any chance I get to answer amen to my own bracha, I'm taking that. I want to answer amen to my own bracha every single time. That's one way to look at it. Why? Because they view, perhaps, the idea of answering amen to one's own bracha as a hider to the bracha itself. They say, so if I have a choice to make the bracha well, or I can make it better, of course you make it better. Who wouldn't want to do a better job making a bracha than a good job making a bracha? So therefore, kol zman, that I have the opportunity to answer amen to my own bracha, I'm going to answer amen. Yeah. Because you want to be mitztaref hazana sakol to the birkas haaretz, so that it's a bracha smucha lechaverta. You're saying amen to the birkas hazimun. I can't get into it right this second, but it's different. There's a difference between a zimun and when you're benching. There's a different. It has a whole different essence to what the zimun is versus what the benching is. That's if you learn Ketz and Mevarchim. If you learn Shlosh Sha'achlu, that's one of the most important topics to discuss. But that's one way of looking at it. However, on the other hand, you could suggest that no, amen is not a hidur to the bracha itself. It's a hitstarfus and a hischazkus of the other person to the bracha. So when you say something, oh, I want to join that too. I want to praise Hashem too. I want to get in on it. Right? So then I'll answer amen when I hear you make a bracha. But is it shayach to answer amen to your own bracha? Not really. Not really, because you're really just, it's the way of a boor to be matzdik your own words. Why would you want to be matzdik your own words? That's ridiculous. Yeah. What do you mean?
Like, if I'm saying, like if I'm another shift too, bro, let's say the bracha
before. Right.
So I say the cross halal, and everyone's like, oh, man, whatever. But, like, what's the point of saying I'm in if the bracha's not already supposed to be having fun?
A main is still better, even when the person has you in mind. The way you know. Again, we said that you could be yodsei something shomea keone even if you don't say a main. But it's better if you do. That's the lashon of the Rambam. That if you, I think it's straight out of the Gemara. But I remember it better from the Rambam, that if a person listens to the words, let's say you're Yotze Kiddush or whatever, so you, if you just hear the words of Kiddush and you don't say Amen, you're Yotze. But if you answer Amen to the Kiddush, then it's Ke'ilu, you said it too. And again, not completely like you said it, but mostly like you said it. Right. Oh, that's a different issue. That's a separate problem. It's not a hefsek because you're not really doing anything. That comes up the two times that I could think of is number one, what you just said with Halil, and number two with Psukim de Zimra, or yeah, but that's not so bad. Meaning, if it's any amens in Berakas Kriyas Shema, you also answer amen. It's only that's not a problem because that's what you're supposed to be doing at the time. That's not a problem. No, I was thinking of Sfiras Omer. You answer amen to the rabbi or the chazan makes the bracha. Al Sfiras Omer, you answer amen. So then, how are you going back and making another bracha yourself? I always thought that those two cases are actually linked, because there's already a big machlokes in the Rishonim and even in the Achronim whether or not you're really supposed to say a bracha on Halil of Rosh Chodesh and Halil of the second days of Pesach. So I, again, based on no actual scientific evidence, I always just guessed that the reason the minhag developed to say the bracha of Halel out loud was because of those cases. Because there is a bit of a, I wouldn't exactly call it a compromise shita, but there's a compromise shita in the Achronim that only the Shliach Tzibur makes the bracha and everyone else is Yotze with him. Only the Shliach Tzibur makes the bracha on Halel. It's known as the Shita Zagra, but it's not, the Gra didn't invent it. It's already, and because if you look in Tosfos, it's mashma that way from some of the Rishonim, that the Chi of Halel, Tosfos discusses, let's say you're davening b'yichidus on Rosh Chodesh, would you say Halel or not? So Tosfos entertains from some Rishonim that you wouldn't say Halel on Rosh Chodesh unless you're with a minyan, because it's really a minhag Tzibur, it's not a minhag of the Yachid. And therefore, perhaps only the Shliach Tzibur should say the bracha on the halal, and everybody else should be yotze with him. So, in a chinami, the kasha could be better than the teretz, that maybe the whole reason that the Shluchei Tzibur of the world started saying the bracha out loud was only to be motzi everyone else. So really, he shouldn't be doing it according to the regular minhag of the Ramah, which is that we all say the bracha ourselves. Maybe he shouldn't be doing such a thing. Similarly, on Sfiras Omer, the Shliach Tzibur will make the bracha out loud because perhaps there are people who are counting without a bracha, so he could be motzi them with his bracha. So again, but for the rest of us, it's not so good. So some say, if you want to be super frum, you can answer Baruch Hu Vruch Shemo when you hear the bracha, or you could say the bracha together with the Shliach Tzibur. That's already that's frum people. That's not, you know, for ordinary Parshut Yidden like ourselves. That we just, that's the minig. Yeah, that's, again, it's a Rosh Yeshiva thing to do. You know what I mean? It's not a, there's difference between the way Rosh Yeshiva look at halacha versus poskim look at halacha. So it's a Rosh Yeshiva, it's a Lamdan thing to do versus it's always good, when you have a shayla in halacha, it's always good to go to a posek. that some Rosh Yeshiva are also poskim. But Rav Moshe Feinstein was a very excellent Rosh Yeshiva. He was certainly a posek, you know, but I'm sure there are many. But you don't, when you deal with a Rosh Yeshiva, you get a lot of new shtick that comes from how they learned up the sugya a certain way, you know. So in a chinami, it could be that that's more correct. But again, it's not the normative psak halacha. Poskim, rabbanim, they usually take more of the minhag Yisrael into account when they issue piskei halacha. So, okay, but if you're yeshiva, if you're in yeshiva, you should follow the Rosh Yeshiva. And, you know, if you're in the world, you follow a Rav or a Posek, you know, or if they're both, you know. Okay. So, okay. So going back, so we wanted to suggest that perhaps the minhag Yisrael that we have, or the minhag Ashkenaz, I'd rather say, is that we don't answer Amen to our own bracha, because answering Amen is almost a din hitstarfus. It's saying, I want to join in with that. I want to be mechazik that. I want to say, I want to be a part of it. What are you being a part of? You're being a part of your own bracha? You're already a part of it. So that's what makes you a boor. It makes you a boor that you just are clueless as to what's going on. You don't understand that you are the one who just made this bracha. A boor is someone who'll say amen to his own bracha. Why? Because he thinks that he has to be mechazik his own words. He thinks that when he says it the first time, it's not enough. I then have to say it again, louder, prouder, whatever. No, it's enough to say it once and say it clearly and correctly, and that's going to be enough. Rather, it's not the correct thing to do to answer amen to your own bracha. So again, we had the Rov Rishonim who seemed to say that you should really try to answer amen to your own bracha, koma de'efsher, because the whole idea of an amen in general is that you want to be mechazek the bracha. So if it's a din chizuk, if it's din hamanas dvarim of the bracha, I don't want to say classic chetza gavra chilek, but it's more a din in the chetza of the bracha. It's more a din in the bracha itself. So in a chinami, you should answer amen to your own bracha. Whereas if you hold it's a din in hitztarfus of the other person, a din in the gavra, and I get paid $5 by the brisker yeshivas of the world every time I say chetza and gavra. So so if you want to say it's a din in the gavra, you should not answer amen after your own brachas, because what are you being mitzvah for yourself? We do it after Bani Yerushalayim. Yeah, because that's what we have a specific reason to do it, to demonstrate that we're finishing. How often do we have a bracha series where we go in from brachas to Raisa to brachas to Rabbanan? Virtually never, right? According to most poskim, there's only two brachos in the whole world that are Doraisa. Birchas HaMazon, obviously everybody agrees is Doraisa, and Birchas HaTorah. But some disagree that even Birchas HaTorah is not Doraisa. And even so the only time you're ever going to have such a scenario is Bani Yerushalayim, and therefore the Minhag Ashkenaz might be understanding the difference between the nature of answering Amen in its entirety as being a Hitztarfus, and therefore there's no inyan of being mitztarif to your own amira. Only when there's a specific necessity to differentiate between the brachas d'araisa and the brachas d'rabbanan do we find such an idea. Okay, so that's the main hakira we want to work through. And in addition, just one additional side point, that the Rambam has something which probably is along the lines of what Shitas Rashi was. But it's hard to know because Rashi was very brief, but the Rambam has specific rules when it comes to answering amen to one's own bracha. The Rambam says that, and this is the way the Kesef Mishnah explains it, that there are really two different qualifications when it comes to answering amen to your own bracha. Because the Rambam already said, right, if you look in Halacha Yud Zayin, if you look in the Makorah sheet, so we're in Hilchos Brachos Perek Aleph Halacha Yud Zayin. It's V'lama Yana Amin Achar Bonu Yerushalayim V'arei Acharei Berach Zatov Ameitiv Neshe Bracha Zu Bimei Chach Mei Mishna Tiknu Ukiilu Hi Tosefes Avol Sof Iker Abrachos Jaberach Samazon Hi Bonu Yerushalayim. Right, he's trying to show you that the Tov Ameitiv is additional, and the other and therefore you're really finished off the brachos. He says, what about Ahavas Olam, or what we call perhaps Ahava Rabba? Why don't we say Amen after that one? Mimneshi Sof Brachos Rishonos Shel Kriyashma. V'chein kol kayotzi bo mibrachos shem mevarchon oso tchila ledavar kigon brachos shem mevarchon lefnei kriyas megillah v'adlokas ner chanukah l'man lo yafsik ba'amein bein bracho bein hadavar sheberach alav. So he holds of the reason that the Rosh gave to explain the Shita of the Bahag, etc. He says, you don't want there to be a Hefsik. Right? He says, and by Bani Yerushalayim, there's no real Hefsik. But then he says, I have another reason for you. It's like almost like, it's not a stira, but he goes in another direction now in Halacha Yirches. V'lama lo yane amein achar birchsa peros v'chayotzi ba. So what about Borei Priya Eitz? Why don't you answer amein after that one? V'neishi hi bracha achas. V'ein own in amein Ella achar bracha achrona shekadma osa bracha acheres. Oh, brachos, kigon birchas hamelech, birchas kohen gadol, v'chayotzi ben lohodiyah shekvar hishlim kol birchosav, ulefichach on amen. Isn't that weird? He sort of goes off on another direction. He alludes to what he said in Halacha Yud Zayin. He says, we don't want there to be a hefsik. First, he says he can't be a hefsek. But there's another rule. There's another rule. What's the other rule? It can't be a lone standing bracha. For example, the Rambam would not have you say amen after ala mechia. He would not say or bar nefashos or asher yatzar. All of these brachos, he would say, you're not allowed to answer amen to your own bracha because it's all one bracha. Mash'enkein, Birkas Hamazon, Shmona Esrei, other series of brachos, there you should say amen after your own bracha. You know, like Ashrei of Yishtabach, if you say it's the ending of the series of Psukkah Zimra, starting with Baruch Shamar, you would answer amen after your own bracha. What? Yeah, you're mitzdarif, but you're not mitzdarif. You're mitzdarif the brachos together, but you're not mitzdarif another person to the bracha, right? So yeah, so the Rambam has this additional rule that it has to be the ending of two or more brachos. So that's why he throws in Avarabba. He says, how come you can't answer Amen after Avarabba? It's two in a row. Because it's also the brachos on Kriyashma. That's a bigger inyan in the Rambam. There's a big machlokas between the Rambam and the Rashba. What is the purpose of Birkas Kriyashma? Are they special brachos that were made for Kriyashma? Or are they not? I mean, the Rambam says explicitly with a number of nafkaminas that the brachos that you make on Shema are specifically designed for Shema and they must be said in conjunction with one another, to the extent that one can be medayik, and the Rashba himself is medayik this in the Rambam, that the package of Birkos Kriyashma together with Kriyashma is actually one big deoraisa package. It's obviously the brachos are only midirabbanan, but the togetherness when said in conjunction with Kriyashma itself, then the brachos have a status of deoraisa as well. You ever heard of that Rashba? That Rambam? The Rambam has this wild psak where he says, if you're misupik whether you said Kriyashma, you go back and you say Kriyashma and Birkas Kriyashma. But if you know that you said Birkas Kriyashma, you're just not sure. I'm sorry, if you know you said Kriyashma, you're just misupik whether you said the brachos, then you don't say the brachos, because Safik brachos lahakil.
Is that why you spend all day to say that? I'm saying if you missed the Zman for Shema, you still say it with the brachos?
No, he's saying up until a certain point, right? Up until everyone agrees, that's a Mishnah, right? That's the Mishnah says, Lo Hifsid Kadam Akar Batar. The Gemara explains, Lo Hifsid, Lo Hifsid Abrachos. Right? Yeah, after this man tefillah is up. That's halacha l'maisa. We don't necessarily paskin like the Rambam. We really accept the sheet of the Rashba. What's the big nafkamina for our purposes? Most of the time, we know if we said Kriyashma or the Brachos. Big nafkamina for our purposes is when you're going to miss this man Kriyashma. You're going to miss this man Kriyashma. So the Rashba writes that you're allowed to say Shema, and then you'll say Shema with the Brachos later on, because the Brachos, yeah, they're really just davening. They're not part of Kriyashma at all. They're specific. They're called Birkas Kriyashma because Chazal put them around Kriyashma, but they're not part and parcel of the Kriyashma the way the Rambam wants you to say. So that's why the Shulchan Aruch paskins that you're allowed to, you know, you want to daven 9 o'clock Shacharis on a Shabbos morning, and the Solzman Kriyashma is 9:15 or 9:05 or whatever. So you could come to shul when they say Ashreinu, you know, so you could say Shema Yisrael Hashem Kinyan Hashem Echad Baruch Shem and say all three parashas of Kriyashma. And then later on at 9:40, when the Shlich Tzibur gets to Birkas Kriyashma, you just say Birkas Kriyashma along with the Shlich Tzibur, because that's an example of saying Birkas Kriyashma post the Zman. You understand? That's the Psak of the Shulchan. That's the biggest nafkamina between the Rambam and the Rashba in this case. Right? Also, if you want to daven at a Mincha Mariv Minyan, so you can say Mariv right after Shkia. You don't have to, during Bein HaShemashos or whatever, whenever you hold Bein HaShemashos is. So you can say Mariv during Bein HaShemashos. You're not Yotzei the Mitzvah of Kriyashma. How are you saying the Birkas Kriyashma? The whole thing's a Brachah Levatal. We pass it like the Rashba, that you can split the Kriyashma and the Birkas Kriyashma because they don't really have anything to do with each other. Birkas Kriyashma is telling this man Tefillah, and Kriyashma is telling this man Kriyashma. So, okay, whatever. But for our purposes, this is another nafkamina for the way the Rambam views Birkas Kriyashma. He says you can't say Amen after your own Brach of Avas Olam, because that's a hesik between the Brach and the Shema. L'chora, the Rashba would say, of course you can answer Amen after that. Baruch Ad Hashem, I forgot already how to daven. HaBocher B'mo Yisrael B'Ahava, Amen. Now say Shema. And he might argue that, nah, it's not a good time to say it because you got to wait for Gal Yisrael, because it's not the end of the unit. Okay, perhaps. But Lameisa, the Rambam says you can't do it anyway because it would be a hefsik. So the Rambam has these two rules. Number one, can't have the hefsik. And number two, it has to be a series of two or more. So, l'chora, you find that the Rambam is this middle ground shita. In other words, in terms of our chakira, it's hard to know what the Rambam shita is. That ein achinam. It's not that answering amen is stam, you know, one side or the other, right? Because if you say that it's just a general ischazkus to the words of the bracha, why not answer amen more often to your own bracha, right? Kol zman, that it's not a hefsek. Answer amen to your own bracha. So you see, the Rambam sort of has a different understanding of what the purpose of amen is. He said you can't say it's a pure din of itztarfus because the Rambam still says that you do answer amen to your own bracha from time to time, i.e., when it's the end of a series of brachos, right? Just not every single time. So you see, it's clear that the Rambam doesn't hold it's purely one side of the equation. The Rambam holds that yes, it's much more of a din of ischazkus to the words of the bracha itself, but that's not enough. You understand? You can't just do it then. There also has to be some symbolism as to when you're answering amen. The ikar takana of saying amen to a bracha is ha'amanas dvarim, that you're supposed to be mechazik the words of the bracha itself. But that's not necessarily the main way to do it. Is not necessarily by answering amen to your own bracha. The way to do it is to have other people answer amen. You can answer amen to your own bracha. Yeah, when there's an additional aspect of finishing up, you want to demonstrate that you finished something. You could say a lot of ideas within that. One poshut idea that comes to mind is that the Rambam holds, yes, it is an inyan of ischazkus to your own bracha, but you don't stop to be mechazik yourself every 3 seconds when you're doing something. You're running in a marathon, so every mile, you have 26 miles to run in a marathon, so every mile you tick off, you shake your own hand, pat yourself on the back, you're like, oh, we did a mile, yay. Like, no, you got 25 left to go. Don't stop now, keep going. Don't give yourself chizik every few steps. So if you're going to make one bracha, it's not the time to say amen after your own bracha, to be mechazik your words. If you have a series of brachas and you want to demonstrate that you're finished, then you can stop. Then you can be mechazik yourself a little bit to strengthen the words that you just said. But you see clearly that the Rambam is definitely on the side of answering amen to one's own bracha, but not necessarily every time. So he seems to be falling into the category of ischazkus to the bracha itself, but not to the extent that the other Rishonim are willing to take it. It should answer, if you, anytime you could possibly answer amen to your own bracha, say Asher Yatzar, answer amen. Say Bar Nefashas, answer amen. No, that's not, he's not willing to go that far. Okay, and that is the official psak of the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch accepts the view of the Rambam. If you take a look in source number 10, part 2, I think I gave you two number 10s. So sorry about that. But the Shulchan Aruch, Reish Tez Vav Aleph, Ein Onan Amein Achar Brichosav, Ela Achar Shtei Brachos O Yoser Shehem Sof Brachos. V'nogu Lanos Amein Achar Yehalalucha V'achar Yishtabach. So that seems to be the Shita of the Rambam, right? That you don't answer Amein after all your Brachos, just you have two Brachos in a row, which is the ending to something. And then we had to throw in, the Mechaber has to throw in, that keep in mind that this applies to two brachos which are not right next to each other, right? Because it's not so pashut. To the casual observer, Baruch Shamar and Ashrei and Baruch Shamar and Shtabach are not right next to each other, and Lekroes Ahalel and Yahalucha are not right next to each other. So therefore, we need this point to be made to see clearly that these are two brachos that are meant to go together as well. Okay. And then the Ramah says the Minhag Ashkenaz v'yeshomrim de'ein onen amein rak achar birkas bonei Yerushalayim the birkas Amazon kein aminik pashut b'medinas elu v'ein lishanos. There are those who say you only answer bonei Yerushalayim and that is it. That's the Minhag Ashkenaz. Do not change it. Right? He says, and then he throws in. He says, keep in mind the Mechaber wasn't giving you an exhaustive list. He says, "Mekomo shenagu lano samein achri aluchav yishtabach yanagam kein amein achar shomer amo Yisrael lo'ad." She answered, "Baruch Da Hashem shomer amo Yisrael lo'ad amein." Right? It's not the only; those aren't the only examples. There are other examples too. Okay, so he says that. That is the shita of the Ashkenazim as laid out by the Ramah. And as we noted before, it didn't say explicitly in Tosfos that this is an official view of the Rishonim. If you read, he quotes in whoever wrote the footnotes to the Ramah, writes, he quotes, it's the Shita of Tosfos and the Mordechai and the Marik. If you look in those Rishonim, they don't hold stark of their opinion and they say, we think we're right and we think it's true. And it's really that they just say, this is the Minig. Right? What was Tosfos' Lashon? Put Klazi. This is what everybody does. Right? So it's, we don't really have much of a choice. And if you notice, look in the Bir Agra here, the Vilna Gaon, when he gives the source for the Shita of the Ramah, Disham Kosav, he says, look, Kamosh Kosav Tosfos, look in Tosfos, the Mordechai, Dinogu Shalom, Lanos Kim, Boni Yerushalayim, Levad, Vilo Medina, Ela Shekein Nogu. That's not the halacha, but that's the minog. Says the Ashkenazi minog is not the ikar halacha in this case. It's just that's what people did. So our whole chakira now would seem to go a little bit out the window because there's nobody holds of the other side of it. In other words, it's a chakira between the actual Rishonim and the minog olam, which might not really be the din. So it's a little hard to maintain. So it seems, based on what we're saying, that the Iker Tachlis of Amein is not a Din Hitztarfus at all. It's a Din Hitzchazkus to the Bracha. It's not really a Din Hitztarfus. Elamai, the way we play it out, it seems like that's what it is. But the problem is, so where did the Ashkenazi custom to not answer Amein come from? And number two, why don't we switch over to the Sephardi custom? And especially, do you want to say, all right, the Ramah, he loves the Ashkenazi customs, he can't, he has to just go with it. He's like we said before, he's a posek, he's not a Rosh Yeshiva. But the Gra was not. The Gra, whenever he thought that the Halacha was not in accordance with the common custom, he said, go back to the Halacha. He says, don't go with the Minog. So why does the Gra let it go here? So I think you could say something very simple. There's a concept in general called minhag oker halacha, that the minhag that is being kept sometimes can even be stronger than the correct psak halacha. So the question is, when do we say such a thing? It's very hard to know when to apply it and when not to apply it. There's a lot of... I saw somebody here has Rav Simon's sefer on minhagim. So he has a chapter on that, which is very... obviously very worthwhile to check it out, but it doesn't help us with this. It doesn't help us in every case of minhag oker halacha. So the question really is, what is the minhag over here where we're going to say that we can keep it instead of the halacha? So perhaps one could suggest that one of the times, if not the main time, especially according to the Gra, one could suggest, when do we say minhag oker halacha? Is when there's really not that big of a downside to following the minhag against the halacha. Meaning, if the halacha is that you answer amen to your own bracha in other places, so then what have you accomplished by answering amen? You've done something good. And what have you accomplished by not answering amen? You leave the amen on the table, you don't take advantage of it. So you didn't do something good. But why might we have such a minhag? So we said, because maybe this goes back to what the Rush laid out for us, is that there is a downside to indiscriminately answering amen. That it's not just we say that you look like a boor and it's not nice to look like a boor. We prefer if you were, you look like a Talmud Chacham. Here, if you answer amen in places where it will constitute a legitimate hefsek, so we're going to have a problem here. So on one hand, you have that Ashkenazim had the minhag only to answer after Bani Yerushalayim. You can't go against that. It says it in the Gemara. You have to follow the words of the Gemara. But they didn't want to expand upon it to say Amen any more than the Gemara already represents and recommends. Why? Because they didn't want to fall into the trap of saying too many Amens. When you start saying too many Amens at the end of brachos, where it might constitute a hefsek, now you have yourself a downside to doing it. And therefore, they said, we would rather leave the upside of answering Amen, of this Hidur, of being mechazek, the words of the bracha, we'd rather leave this on the table and not fall into the trap of answering Amen. You got to remember, we are guided by the printed word. We have a lot more access to Sidurim and things like that, where they tell you when to say Amen and when not to say Amen. It's very easy. You daven in a Sfardi shul that follows the Psak of the Mechaber, so you know when to say Amen. It says in the Siddur, Baruch Adah Hashem, Shomer Amo Yisrael, Lo'ad, Amen. Right? You know when to do it. Melech Keel Chel Amim, Amen. Melech Yachid Keel Chel Amim, Amen. Right? Then they say Amen. Right? After their own bracha, because it's in the Siddur. But in those days, it wasn't so posh. You really had to know the din. You know, maybe they had one handwritten sitter in the whole shul. You know, maybe one printed sitter in the times of the Shulchan Aruch, right? They had printed stuff, but not so much, right? So it's really, so you could say that the minhag Ashkenaz, although it is not the correct halacha, it developed as a means of guarding not people from saying too many amens in the possibility of having a hefsek after you make the bracha. And that's why we say in this case, minhag oker halacha, specifically because there's not a major downside to not keeping the minhag, and there might be a downside to misrepresenting the minhag or overusing the, I'm sorry, misrepresenting the halacha or overusing the halacha in such a case. Right, there are a lot of nice details that come up. In addition, the Magen Avram has a cute vart about when you say Amen after, sometimes you can say Amen after your own bracha, etc. And it plays out, there's good kashas on the Magen Avram, you can answer it very nicely. All right, so maybe some other time we'll come back to this topic in a more practical fashion.